This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of what are known as naturally affordable homes in Metro Denver has dropped, even as home prices have cooled off. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The number of homes for sale in the Denver area under $500,000 has dropped so significantly that the Denver Metro Association of Realtors has quit paying attention to that price point. Here's the rub. Those are the homes that most in the area can actually afford. The current median home price is $595,000. Sales in the downtown Denver condo market have slowed, while demand for ranch homes in South Metro Denver has risen. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Springs gets a new mayor today. Yemi Mobolade is sworn in at 10 a.m. This will be his first time in elected office. Mobolade replaces outgoing Mayor John Southers, who is term limited. Southers says it's been an honor and a privilege to lead his hometown.
And to have the opportunity at the latter stage of my career to serve 8 years as the mayor of this town and I think move it forward has been an incredibly satisfying experience.
Southers was born in Colorado and raised in the Springs. He's also served as Colorado's Attorney General. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't have to worry about losing his position anytime soon, according to Colorado Congressman Ken Buck. Buck told CNN that McCarthy will have to rebuild ties with conservative Republicans after reaching an agreement with President Biden to suspend the debt ceiling.
I do know that Speaker McCarthy has credibility issues. He promised when he was running for Speaker that we would use the 2022 baseline numbers as the appropriation numbers for this year, and then went back on that promise.
Voters in Denver choose a new mayor today in a runoff between candidates Kelly Brough and Mike Johnston. In-person voting ends at 7, and that's the deadline for dropping off mail ballots. The election will also decide some Denver City Council seats. Across the metro area, sunny morning, more rain possible this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. This is CPR News.